Good morning. It's now 7:03, and I believe this is the first time that her voice has been heard on KMAN. She's the new Riley County Public Information Officer. Welcome to the radio, Alice Massimi.
Thank you very much.
Well, before we get into some of the COVID things, let's talk a little bit about you. You just got this job here last month, and you're getting your feet wet is probably an understatement, because you jumped into a fire, didn't you?
Just a little bit. Rich Fargo had warned me that that's what I would be arriving to, and that's what I did arrive to. So,
well, how did you arrive to Manhattan, Kansas, and Riley County?
Well, my husband is active duty Army. He is stationed at Fort Riley, and so that's what brought us here. We were actually in D.C. for 8 years, and this is our first time in the Midwest.
Well, I looked at your, I guess you could probably say, resume that we had in the studio, and boy, it looks like you've got a rather extensive background. It's going to be it's going to be very beneficial to have here during this this challenging time, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that it's helpful, and I'm also looking forward to kind of learning from the community and figuring out the best ways that they communicate and the best ways to get in touch with them, especially during COVID. You know, we have very important information to get out to them.
Tell us a little bit about your work experience.
Well, most of my background is in broadcast journalism, so I was a reporter on television for some NBC, ABC affiliates, and did that for about 15 years. And then when my husband was stationed in D.C., I worked at Fox News Channel for about 5 years as a producer and writer. And then most recently, before coming here, I was the executive producer of Connecting Vets, which was a CBS radio product that provided news and resources for veterans throughout the country.
That's quite a background.
Yeah.
Is this like an easy street for you so far, considering all the things that you've done on a national level?
This has got its own challenges. So I actually had just gotten my master's, graduated in May with a master's in strategic communication from American University. And so this is kind of the first time really doing PR full time. And so I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
Well, good. Welcome to the Little Apple and the Flint Hills. We're pretty proud of a lot of neat attributes. It's probably a lot more laid back than what you're used to, but that doesn't sound like that's going to be a challenge for you to adapt.
No, and you know what? We're actually loving it. Like, my commute is 20 minutes, which is beautiful, because in D.C., sometimes my commute was an hour and a half to 2 hours each way. So I'm fine with this.
Look at all the free time you have now.
I know. I don't know what to do with it, except for I do know what to do with it, work, because there's a lot to do. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the work side of things. You know, we're knee-deep into vaccinations right now, and you have another clinic that's happening today, I understand.
We do. We have a clinic today from 10 to 4, which is only for those that received a notification yesterday. They should have gotten that notification through Everbridge, either by phone, email, or text, and that's how we're notifying everybody about all of the clinics. And today we're continuing to vaccinate those 65 and older with severe health conditions.
Okay. We might just update our listeners and residents about the process of getting lined up to receive a vaccination, and it starts simply by just going onto the county's website.
Yeah, we've tried to make it as simple as we can, and so you just go on the county's website, and there is a link to, it says vaccine request form, and you just click in there and pretty much just fill in the blanks. Now, if you are retired, the one thing I do want to point out, it does ask for an employer, just put in retired, and for the employer address, just put in retired. And we will get your registration, and we'll kind of put you in the queue. And I think the big thing that we want to point out about that is that you will not receive a confirmation. The way that it's set up right now is that there's no confirmation email. We've had a lot of confusion over that. There will just be a screen that will pop up and say, you know, your registration is confirmed.
Okay. I'm not so sure I got one of those.
We'll have to check your name.
We'll have to double check on that. Because I filled that out just the other day. I kind of thought maybe I had COVID back around Thanksgiving. Brandon, our news director, had it in early November. And maybe we just kind of think that, we'll just let everybody else get in line and we're good for another couple of months. But Julie tells me that, we better get the vaccine anyway.
Yeah, we're encouraging everybody to get the vaccine, and we're also encouraging everybody to register. So even if you're not 65 and older, or have health conditions, or super anxious to get it, it's important just to get the information into our system, so then that way when the vaccine does become available for your group, the group that you fall into, we can contact you.
I think what bothered me the most about the application was the revelation that I'm a whole lot closer to 65 than I'd like to be.
I know every time that I have to do that birth date and keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling for the year, you know, it's like, oh.
Isn't that crazy? Well, there's obviously a lot of conjecture, a lot of talk about, you know, when are we going to get our next shipment of vaccines? Bring us up to date on the protocols that are involved in getting vaccines into Riley County from the state of Kansas.
So, and that's kind of, we're at the mercy of the state of Kansas. It's something that everybody needs to understand. As soon as we get vaccines in, we are scheduling clinics to get those vaccines into your arm. We're not holding any back. And again, we're at their mercy. So as soon as vaccines arrive, we're scheduling clinics. We are kind of given a bit of a heads up as to when we will be getting shipments, maybe a couple days out. And then we're scheduling clinics based on that. And so to date, I think I have the figures. To date, we've administered over 4,000 doses. Some of those are those second, those booster shots that everybody needs to get, especially with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. And we've gotten a little over 4,000 vaccines also. So again, as soon as we get them, we're sticking them in people's arms and you know, want to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we can.
Still doing the free testing up in at Seco Park?
Yes, we are. We're still doing the free testing up there, and that's Monday through Friday, and that's been extended to March 20th. And also up at Seco Park is where we're doing the vaccinations now, too. We moved up there last week, found that to be a, knock on wood, a smooth ride up there for everybody, including the health department, those getting vaccinated.
And you don't need to make any kind of appointment for the free saliva test.
No, you do not. And we're also, too, of note, and I'll be posting this information to Riley County Health Department's Facebook page, we're going to have some more kind of mobile testing events throughout the county. We are in some different parts of Manhattan this week, and then we'll be headed up to Randolph, over to Ogden. So we're trying to reach everybody that might not be able to get into Manhattan to get that testing.
We're speaking with Alice Massimi. She's the new public information officer for Riley County, just in her first few weeks in the position. And looking at some of the statistics, like the report we got yesterday, there has to be some encouraging news with the number of new positive cases and also a tremendous drop in the number of patients at Ascension Via Christi Hospital.
Yeah, and we hope that that's indicative of people wearing masks and kind of, you know, being safe. And we're hoping that those trends continue, obviously. You know, we're a little concerned with Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Everybody's going to want to have big parties, and especially with the Chiefs in it. But we just ask people to continue to social distance. If you are going to have a party, please try to have a small party. If you can, wear your masks, just so we can continue to keep those numbers down, as you know, just the positive cases and also the patients at the hospital.
Alice, are you going to be cheering for the Chiefs on Sunday?
I am, actually.
Okay. Right.
I'm a native New Yorker, so anything that Tom Brady's involved in, I'm against. So
I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that you'd like to add this morning?
No, we just, you know, we ask people to be patient with us. This is new for everybody, and we are doing the best that we can. I know we had a little bit of a snafu at Manhattan Fire Department 2 weeks ago, but the very next day, you know, we sat down for several hours and worked through everything, realized what the issues are, and we think we've come up with a pretty good plan, and we hope that it continues to work. And we're doing our best answering emails, answering phone calls, and we know everybody is anxious to get the vaccine, especially after being, you know, some individuals being isolated since last March, and we're doing our best to get them out to them as quickly as we can.
Well, the one thing I have not noticed, you know, when you made the switch over to Seco Park for the vaccines, is I haven't seen any complaints on social media.
Yes, and that has been nice.
You even got a, I'm sure by now you probably know who Bill Snyder is, but he put in a nice, you know, some nice plugs for you and on his Twitter account.
Yeah, so, and we, you know, we appreciate
arrived.
That. There we go. Job done.
Yeah.
No, that's been nice because otherwise I spend my evenings answering Facebook questions and some of the complaints that people have. And some of it's just not, it's completely unfounded. And so just trying to kind of set the record straight and also answer people's questions so that we don't have more misinformation out there and people kind of know what the deal is. And on that point, I would also want to reiterate that we have never chosen people to be vaccinated randomly. It's been first come, first serve. And right now, again, it's those 65 and older with severe health conditions because they're our most vulnerable population.
So even if you're Bill Snyder, you don't get to jump the line?
You unfortunately do not, no.
Okay, all right. Probably a safe protocol there.
Yeah. We're hoping that will keep people happy, except for probably people that were hoping to jump the line. So,
Alice Massimi, thank you so much. It was a delight to visit with you this morning and wishing you and your family a great time here locally. How long's your husband been in the service?
He's been in for 20 years.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How many more has he got to go?
I don't know. It's up to the Army.
Gotcha. All right.
Thank you very much.
Hope to visit with you again sometime soon.